Just one more question, which is, as you again saw yourself through your patient's eyes in that book, was there anything that he talked about what you were doing that you thought was really valued by him, that was important, that you were doing right?
He very well understood the message I try to give to my patients of not giving up on hope, of the uncertainty of the future. One of my things that I react most strongly is when a patient comes in and says, well, the other doctor said I had 12 months. That really distresses me to hear that people would say things like that, because it's quoting an average. No one knows what's in the future for any individual. And so I always try to talk about things in ranges, about, you know, there are patients who get this disease and they never leave the hospital. And then there, I've got patients. So yesterday I had one of my patients. She's been on gefitinib for 14 years.
Wow.
She's doing fine.
14 years.
14 years, yeah. And I have, there are others like that, right, where who have been living for 10 plus years. And she had brain metastases at the beginning.
Wow.
And so
that was pre the identification of EGFR mutations.
Yeah. Right.
That was the empiric days.
Right, yeah. Right. And so these patients exist. And so when a new patient's diagnosed, I think it's important for them to hear, well, these are the possibilities. And as each step happens, and we know what your tumor's doing, we can kind of narrow in that number a little bit. But you just never know, and you don't know what's about to be released as a new drug. I mean, or what's coming out in trials. So there's always that uncertainty, and so it's living in the hope of the uncertainty. At the same time, you're preparing for the potential not good things to have happen. And he really captured that quite well. The only part in the book where I'm not quite sure I said things the way he heard them was when he had failed one of his last lines of treatment. He recalled me saying something, well, you've definitely got time. You know, you've definitely got X amount of time, which is something I can't imagine I would ever say. But the way he framed it was very interesting, because he then followed it with, I think oncologists have to always have hope too. I don't remember his exact phrasing. He said it better than that. But it was very interesting, his insight of saying, well, I think as oncologists, we have to live with that hope with our patients, because they are our friends, as you had said. They become a very much a part of our lives.
This concludes the CD on lung cancer. For information on ovarian and colorectal cancer, please turn to the other two CDs on this program. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for this special program utilizing the Morbidity Mortality Conference model to explore and improve community-based cancer care.